a jolt, you know, it salted jolt down, but that head, my old mother always cooked it fresh. We were crazy about it, and she was crazy about it, too. Sometimes she'd make the sauce, she had several of them, but she just had to kill one hog. Well, she generally always plain boil that head. And we all love that type of meat. And I've had two, three of them, maybe she'd make some sauce, hog head sauce, you know, or some, I believe they call it hog head cheese or something, but most of the time we called it hog head sauce. I don't know what the difference in the names is.
The meat between the shoulders and the ham was...
That's what you salted down that's what you make the bacon out of. Side meat and all such as that, whatever you want.
You know, what was a middling?
Middling?
Yeah, you know what a middling was?
Well, that's side meat there, you know.
Side meat. When you're cooking greens, what kind of meat would you put in any kind of salt or cured meat you might put in with a green?
It would be salt meat or either bacon, smoked meat, one or the other, whichever is all smoked. Well,
yeah.
Sometimes we'd pickle the meat and you'd cut all the remnants up in the sausage, grind it up, make homemade sausage. And all the extra trimmings on there that were fat, we put that in, made lard out of it, cooked it into lard.
When you kept your meat too long, you say it had done what?
Cut it which?
When you kept it too long,
oh,
you say it had done what?
Well, sometimes it gets strong, you know.
It started tasting a little
rancid, you know, lots of times, and then. Could
you tell by the smell of it?
Yeah, you could tell by the smell of it, but.
Start smelling what?
It's sort of like we didn't eat as much of it because we just eat a little bit of it, you know.
Yeah.
But it wasn't poison, but then it was, in a manner it was spoiled, you know, you might say. It was, got old.
Yeah.
Rancid.
You could tell by the smell, maybe.
Now, you can sometimes, especially this piece of meat with the bone in it, if it didn't cure just right when you salt it down, would taint. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be plum spoiled, but it would have an off flavor.
Nowadays, you get all your meat from the
grocery store. Oh yeah, what little you get. Don't.
The guy who cuts it up is
a little piece there about that, about that bride now, and last us a month here. My madam don't ever use any animal fat much for cooking any way, shape, or form. She's a few things she uses a little bit, but.
You used to stick them with a what? With a.
You mean when they butcher, when you kill them?
Yeah.
Well, they have a butcher knife, you know.
Yeah. And did you catch the blood? Did you ever make anything out of that?
I've seen people do it.
Yeah.
I never.
Bible says not to do that.
I worked one fall down.